just a quick point of process and clarification. As a subsidiary body to the Working Party on Rail Transport, we would kindly request that they do it. We cannot tell them to do it. And it's obviously up to the parent body to decide whether they would go ahead and do that. I can't see any difficulties, but just to clarify that that's the text that would appear. Mr. Chair, just one further point. As I mentioned, there are quite a lot of to be inserted sections in there. I imagine that for the moment we would just remove where there is no guidance necessary for the moment. So that there would be, and I just show you on the screen, the guidance document would have guidance under section 2 as it is now, key parameters for international railway hubs, and for the moment would only have four aspects for section A. And then there would be a whole new second section of the guidance note which would seek to provide some of those definitions that we discussed, need for annex 3, which need to be included in here. Is that the correct approach?